Welcome to Car Free Conversation. This is a show where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. I am Domenico.
And I'm Sumitra.
And with us today, we have Jacob Labutka. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Good. Jacob, you're with PSTA. You're a planning manager at PSTA. Can you mention briefly, like, I've heard rumors that there's a new stop being added to the Sunrunner, which is crazy exciting.
Yes, no, it's extremely exciting. So, wow, the audio is so different when you have it.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, so we have been constructing for the last few months a new station closer to the pier, because as long as the Sunrunner's been around, probably one of the biggest comments we get from folks are, how can I get to the pier? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are some stations that are about like a half mile or so, but, you know, obviously on like a hot summer day, you know, you might be a little waterfall-y by the time you get over there. So, you know, we want to be closer to where the people want to go and are coming from. So we have a station that we're almost done with on First Avenue North, about two or three blocks from the pier. It's actually, you know, like that walkway in the garage as you're going to the AMC theaters is pretty much right in the front of that.
Okay.
Yes, the station's pretty much done. It's been fun walking through the area of the last few months to see it built, because it, like, I remember a few weeks ago, you could see like the guts of the station and the slats and everything that goes inside of it. It's probably a better technical term for that, but I'd refer you to the PSDA Project Management Office for the appropriate term. But then you got to really see like the concrete go on, and then we work with the local artist, Catherine Woods, so we have new art going on the glass panel on that station, so the shelter is up. It's mostly ready, and we are targeting a launch event on January 10th. So starting in mid-January, you'll be able to take the Sunrunner to and from the pier area.
I'm going to be in town.
Yep. Wow. Perfect. I'm all right, you should stop up.
You said launch event.
Yeah, I think
that implies that there's a party.
Yeah, so I don't know the details of it. I think it's, I feel like with that sort of thing, we usually do like a ribbon cutting. I don't know the details of it, but something is happening January 10th.
January 10th, it is. Yeah. Okay.
Also, so that everyone knows, Catherine Woods did all the Sunrunner stations.
Like, they're really cool.
All the glass art that you see on the shelters is by Catherine.
Yeah, and they're all different. So if you ride the Sunrunner, you can notice that they're all slightly different. Same design, same aesthetic, but the content is slightly different. And
the motifs are different.
Yeah, meant to capture the vibes of the different neighborhoods.
Yeah, very cool. I love that work that she did. Yeah, we're very lucky to have her.
Yes, agreed.
And the Sunrunner, so that people know, the Sunrunner is one of our most frequent lines.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more?
Absolutely.
About that?
So, yes. So the Sunrunner is probably the first true rapid transit that we have in our region. So it goes between downtown St. Petersburg through the Central Avenue, First Avenue's corridor up to 66th Street, then turns down through South Pasadena and ends in St. Pete Beach, close to the Dolphin Resort. So we have about 30 stations along the route, about a 10.5-mile route. So yes, it actually is one of the most frequent routes in our system. It runs the same schedule 7 days a week, so it's very consistent, it's easy to understand. It runs every 15 minutes from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then does drop down to every 30 minutes after that. Although, I am excited to say that it's very likely in the next couple of weeks that we'll be getting some additional service on weekends, Fridays and Saturdays. It's anticipated that it'll run every 15 minutes all day, starting sometime in January, I believe.
Every 15 minutes all day?
All day, yeah. So
Until
midnight.
That makes it a lot nicer.
That
gets me home in time for bedtime.
Yeah.
I don't stay out past midnight, but I will sometimes stay out to like 10 or so. So it's nice to be able to take the Sunrunner back and not have to wait.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, so like now that I'm in my 30s, if I stay out after midnight, the next day is usually terrible. Like, I have to plan that a lot.
Same. Yeah. I will also say that on record that I am also in my 30s. And I want to say that because I so soon will not be. So I'm going to just pay as much as I can before I can't anymore. So thanks for that opportunity.
Is that being made possible because you are getting new buses, or like what's increasing the frequency?
Oh, sure. So on a couple things. So I know our friends with the city of St. Petersburg, I believe we're working on an agreement with them that will help provide the funding for that additional service on those days. And in addition, we were able to build the station by the pier and actually get a few new Sunrunner buses, because we actually saved money, like $4 or $5 million from under budget on the capital cost of the project, which was an amazing achievement. A lot of projects don't go under budget.
I was going to say, it's usually over budget and late.
And late.
Exactly. So no, I definitely... Kudos to our team for making that possible. So we're able to take some of that savings and have this new station closer to where people are going downtown, as well as get a few new buses.
It's really impressive. The PSTA runs such a tight ship. They do such a good job, I think, compared to a lot of other agencies throughout the country. Like, mm-hmm. They really are amazing. We're very lucky to have the people that run it. So you included.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's you. So thank you.
I know, but I like to say, and this is a statement from me personally, but I like to say we provide a target level experience on a Dollar Tree budget. So we really try to make the most with the resources that we have.
Nice. I like those
are both very great metaphors, especially like also holidays, like right around the corner.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I've been to both those stores the last couple of weeks has been incredible.
So let's shift gears and talk about the community bus plan. And to our listeners, if you are listening on the radio, you're listening to Car Free Conversations on Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 FM. If you'd like to continue this conversation with us and hear more about the community bus plan that Jake is about to talk about, head to RadioSt.Pete.com and click on the audio/blogs button up at the top, and you can listen to this full conversation. So, Jacob.
Oh, yes, it's my turn.
Tell us about this PSTA is working on their community bus plan right now. Tell us about what that means.
Absolutely. And I'm going to try to keep myself concise, because I could easily talk about this until Christmas. But everybody can go enjoy their holiday off. I will try to keep it high level. So the community bus plan is an effort that we as an agency undergo about every 5 years to make changes to the bus routes, make alterations to, adjust for changes in travel times or how people travel. I mean, especially in these last 5 years, obviously nothing has changed at all since 2018, 2019, the last time we underwent this effort. So we figured it was, about that time anyway, that for us to be able to take a close look and evaluate how we can make changes to our system to better serve our riders and our community. So at a high level, a big goal of this effort, and I'll note that almost every route in our system will experience some level of change that we're proposing, because we're in a phase now where we developed, it's been like a year plus long process. We've been out talking to riders, other stakeholders, folks in the community, city partners for over a year, really trying to have conversations about how we invest in transit with the resources that we have. Because this is a totally cost-neutral plan. Because, maybe in the future there could be, if folks are interested in putting a referendum together, maybe one day money might fall from the sky. But until then, we have to be mindful. We have to be very cutesy, very mindful about our budget and make sure that we can provide the best service we can with what we have. So keeping that in mind, having conversations about various trade-offs. So for example, in the industry, we talk a lot about the ridership versus coverage trade-off, or frequency versus coverage, or whatever you'd like to call it, where on one end, there's a school of thought where, you want to have routes operate kind of like a Sunrunner, have your most frequent corridors, busy corridors like your 4th Street or 34th Street, prioritizing service in those corridors, but maybe less so on connecting routes to it. And on the other end, you have like the coverage model, where you try to serve as many different places as possible, but it's a little more evenly distributed, and so there's not as much frequency on those higher ridership corridors. And so through this effort, we really wanted to have those sorts of conversations to assess where folks in the community thinks we should be on that sliding scale between those two parts on the spectrum of how you allocate service.
Right.
So through multiple phases of engagement, we develop a plan, again, based on a lot of input, over 1,100 community surveys through previous levels of engagement, talking to riders, going to community events, et cetera, et cetera. So right now we have a draft map you can see at our website. If you go to psta.net and click on the community bus plan link, we have a whole website where you can really dig into the details further than we could probably do on this podcast episode. But at a high level, a couple things we're looking to achieve with this plan is right now, and I know many of our riders can attest to this. We have some routes that just don't operate 7 days a week. Some may drop off on Saturdays and Sundays. Since I've been at PSTA for a little over 8 years, the biggest thing I probably hear from riders is we need more service on the weekends. We have a lot of service workers or people whose lives don't end on Friday when, you know, the clock hits five. You know, people need to get to work or have appointments or other obligations 7 days a week. And so that's something that we really wanted to be responsive to. So we definitely changed things up, and or at least in our proposed plan, changed things up, and are reallocating our resources for what our marketing department has dubbed the Connected Community Bus Network, so that we can be more clear, consistent, and connected. So we want to be more clear with how our system is designed and make it easier to understand for folks. So we're going to try to have, leading into the next seat, more consistent schedules. So we're going to try to have more flat frequencies across the day. So, you know, I make this joke that, oh, at certain times of day, you know, when the moon reaches its zenith, there might be a few more buses over here. I'm being slightly hyperbolic. So we're going to try to have more consistent frequencies for as many days as possible. And we have a few routes where we have some additional service during the peak hours, but we know we're not like a traditional peak hour travel market, like, you know, your New York's or your Chicago's. So we're taking some of those resources and reallocated them to the weekends. So that way, pretty much most routes in our system, maybe the exception of the express routes that go over to Tampa, but otherwise, most routes in our system will have service 7 days a week. And so that's probably the biggest change that we're making to where, you know, I'd love for there to be personally more frequency than what we're able to provide with our budget. But even still, being able to provide an hour that runs once an hour on Sunday is better than not providing any service at all. So that's at least based on the conversations we've had with our riders and being responsive to their priorities and their needs based on how they travel. So that's just at a high level, a couple of things, what we're looking at system-wide. We're also trying to bring some new services online and trying to increase frequency where we can. So I'm actually excited to talk about briefly a service that we're calling our Spark service that should be launching late next year, kind of in tandem with this plan. So this is what I personally call like Diet Sunrunner. That would be a limited stop frequent service in between Grand Central and Eckerd College on 34th Street South. So we were able to do that through some operating funding support from the Florida Department of Transportation. We'll be able to provide that service late next year. So we are trying to find places where possible to expand frequency of service, because we know, you know, especially talking about the Sunrunner, that having frequent and reliable service is what makes transit useful and more accessible to more people.
So the Spark service, are you editing an already existing service, or is it going to be a new service?
Yeah, so it's a combination of both. So we are altering there's an underlying local service called the Route 34. Mm-hmm. So we're basically changing that up to where that local service would end at our terminal, Grand Central Terminal, in, you know, west of downtown. And then south of that service, it would just be this limited service or limited stop Spark service along the corridor.
So it's almost like an express bus.
But spacing similar-ish to the Sunrunner. I think last time I looked, about 80 to 90% of folks will still be within about a quarter mile of a bus stop within that section. So we're trying to have it to be as close to as many people as possible, but try to make the travel times a little better and, you know, have the buses come a little more free.
A lot of information.
Yes, I know. I stopped myself from saying more. I could have gone on till Christmas.
Time to pause.
Yeah,
I appreciate that work. I have to say, I think that the most frustrating thing about transit is inconsistency. Like when I show up to a bus that I've taken before, stop for a line that I've taken before, and I find out that it's not running that day, or it's not going to run for another hour or two, that's like really frustrating, right? So I do appreciate trying to get consistency across personally, because I find that to be difficult to manage. The best case scenario is that I show up at a bus stop and I know exactly when the next bus, you know what I mean? Like, I know that there's going to be a bus coming. But basically, to sum up in very sort of in layman's terms, what you just said is the work that you have been doing has been to sort of optimize the PSTA's network within a limited budget.
Exactly.
And a lot of what you're doing is trying to play this game of balancing whether we want a bigger network or whether we want more frequency among stops and more consistent service. Right.
Exactly. That was a great way to sum up my minutes-long explanation.
And now, is there a way for people that people can get involved in some of this work that you're doing and provide feedback?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So right now, as I mentioned, we are in our phase of engagement where we're really wanting public feedback on these recommendations that I've talked about. So right now we're out talking to riders at transit centers. We're going to community events. So we're really pushing people to complete our survey for folks to tell us what they like about the plan. What are some things that maybe could be changed about the plan. So the easiest way, I suppose, for the listeners of this podcast to do that would be to either go to our social media channels, like on Facebook or Instagram. I know we've posted out links to the survey on those platforms. You can also go to psta.net, and there'll be a banner immediately that says Community Bus Plan. So you could click on there, and that way you can scroll down the page and take the survey. And also, if you really want some fun holiday reading, you can read through about a 40-50 page report that outlines all the details of this bus network and really be the highlight of the dinner table with your families to just rave about what's coming down the pipeline.
Now, as ridiculous as that sounds, I'm not reading that. Like, really. Things that I, you know, enjoyable fiction or anything like that. But I think it's great that you mentioned that, because if you're someone that is really frustrated with transportation in St. Peter, Pinellas County, you don't like the way our public transportation system works, there are lots of resources for you to not only fully understand what's happening, but also to help the PSTA improve in a way that makes sense for your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing that there's all those. So if you are someone who complains about the buses in Pinellas County, you have a place where you can go and provide your feedback and take part in this process.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we definitely want to hear from as many people as possible. So the survey is going to be running through January 6th. So yeah, actually, I can even tell you, if you want to come talk to some of us in person, that we're going to be out in a few different locations. I had this up on my list. Here we go. Oh, it went away. Nope, we're going to get this. Yeah. Okay, so I mentioned our Grand Central Terminal. So that's one of the places that I personally have been out this week talking to riders. We've also been giving away some of our very sweet swag collection. So we'll probably have more swag out there. One of the swag items that I personally like is we have temporary Sunrunner tattoos. It's funny, though, because a lot of people that came up to the table asked, are these stickers? Like, well, no, they're tattoos. And most people are like, okay, cool. A few people are like, well, where do I put it? And I'm just like, ooh, I mean, I'm not here to give tattoo advice. So I was like, okay, I'm like, your arm, your leg, and you're free to put it other places, wherever, but that's between you and your body. Yeah. So go for it. But anyway, so we're going to be back out at Grand Central Station on January 2nd between 2:30 and 4:30 PM. And then for you early birds on January 3rd, we'll be out between 6:30 and 8:30 AM. And again, that afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30. And then I believe it's on January 6th, if I'm not mistaken, the last day of the survey, we're going to have a few folks out around the middle of the day at James Weldon Library. Yes.
Back to the stickers. You will have stickers though, right?
Yes, is my plan. Okay. I will.
People like stickers. Yeah. I just want to make sure that is known.
Oh, so we have. So yeah, well, we do have stickers in addition to our tattoos. We actually just celebrated our 40th anniversary. Our team came up with what they call the PSTA PAL. They're these very.
Yes. Please talk about them.
Yeah.
Talk about
them. So I don't know their biographies. You can go to our social media pages, and I'm sure hopefully there's a biography of our three friends. Let me see if I can remember. There's Kevin the Flamingo, there's Sunny the Pelican, and Pasta the Alligator. Okay, I'm glad I remembered all three. Pasta the Alligator
is the best name for a character.
Yeah.
I just love it.
I think it's better than Chance the Snapper.
Snapper.
So the
that thing, sounds offensive. Okay. it sounds aggressive.
A very detour, right? So in Chicago, in Humboldt Park, there is a lagoon. A few years ago, there was an alligator living in this lagoon.
Oh.
So the Chicago Park District paid someone from Florida to come up here, rescue the alligator, and take it back to Florida.
Really?
And they came up with a competition to name the alligator.
Okay.
And because it's in Chicago.
It's after the rapper.
And I like, see.
Okay.
Chance the Rapper.
So Chance the Snapper.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make, now you're giving context, but it makes sense.
But also Pasta the Alligator, it's amazing.
It's the alligator. And he's adorable, I see. So, yes.
Yeah,
so
no,
grab those stickers.
Yes, yeah, please. While supplies last, please come out and get them. There's actually a woman who, I gave her the Kevin Flamingo sticker, and she said, oh, perfect, I'm going to make sure my husband Kevin sees this. So I recommended that she just, like, put it somewhere randomly in her house. Don't tell Kevin. And then Kevin can just spontaneously meet Kevin and make a connection.
All right, because the sticker says Kevin.
Yeah, it's Kevin, yes. Actually, we had a flamingo in our office. It was like a flamingo lamp. And for some reason, we called him Robert. So we had like a, it's not the white elephant gift exchange. Or maybe it is, where like, yeah. I think you can like steal or whatnot. And somebody brought that. And I think either I or somebody else won Robert. And then he lasted many years until somebody dropped him and broke his neck. And then he, went somewhere else, but...
a quick trivia question.
Yep.
Do you know the name of the giant flamingo sculpture in the Tampa?
I know this one, but almost, before I say anything, I'll see if y'all do. I know it.
It's not Phoebe.
It is Phoebe!
Yeah,
Phoebe.
Yeah.
They had a competition for that one, too.
I know, yeah.
I submitted a name, I don't remember what it was. It was probably more ridiculous than Phoebe.
I mean...
You didn't know me. It was probably like Sir Wallace Thompson. But Phoebe's a good name. I appreciate it.
I think we need to do some like joint thing with the airport where Kevin meets Phoebe. Because we have a service that goes to the airport. It only runs about nine times a day.
We need more stuff like that.
Yeah. So I would do take it personally. It does admittedly stop by the PSD offices. So it does make it easy for me. But there have been many times where I've taken the express bus to the airport if I have a flight out. So next time I need to bring Kevin along with me. Yes. So Kevin and Phoebe,
There is a shortage of cute animal mascots. Great. And I would love to encourage the PSTA to do more of that. Maybe if there's someone listening that can sponsor an actual mascot costume for the PSTA, I'd love to see a live Pasta the Alligator, or I don't know why this hasn't happened yet, but the Central Avenue Charlie, lovingly known as the Cat. I don't know why there's not a cat mascot for that line.
That is really good. That is really good feedback.
As a society, we are obsessed with cats.
Yeah. It's a missed opportunity right there. That needs to happen. I'm announcing it here on this show. You're listening to it first on Radio St. Pete. Cat, the Central Avenue Trolley mascot, needs to happen.
It'll be a meowing good time.
Yes. I'm going to bring us back to matter at hand.
Oh, thank you.
No, yes, I forgot the word. Thanks.
So, the PSTA community bus plan. Can you tell us one more time where people can go to take the survey?
Absolutely. So a couple of options. Well, it's all one link, but there's many, many paths to get there, much like our bus network. So you can either go on our Facebook pages or Instagram pages. And I know we've been posting links to the survey directly in those platforms. Mm-hmm. And you can also go to our website, psta.net, and hit the banner that says Community Bus Plan. That'll take you to the project website with the survey link and all of the reports that Dom over here will not be reading. Although you could, if you wanted to, I say this as Jacob, not an official endorsement to do this, but you could take that document and put it into the ChatGPTs of the world and say, just tell me in like a page what's going on here. We also have like some PowerPoints online I could send you that are like a more graphic summary too.
That would, yes. Share those with me.
Yes, I could.
We'll take a look at those.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, that could be the abridged version.
Yes.
That's like the difference between reading Les Mis and just like reading the Spark Notes of Les Mis.
Yeah, or if you could put them in song form, I will.
Oh, I do. You know what? I may have to think about that.
Yes. Yes. All right, well, thank you. I think that concludes we had a great episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Betsy, I hope you all have a great holiday off. Hope you get the holidays off.
I do have holiday off.
Yay!
Give myself.
Uh-huh. You should.
That's another thing. I need to give myself holiday off.
Yeah, and that's for everyone. Give yourself space of time to quiet down this holiday season. It's been a stressful year.
My God. Yes. Thank you so much, Jacob, for coming and talking about PSTA Community Bus Plan with us.
No, this was a lot of fun. Thank y'all.
If you want to learn more about Godfrey St. Pete, please go to Instagram at Godfrey St. Pete. That is our handle on Twitter as well. You can also go to Facebook at Godfrey St. Pete. Our website is godfreystpete.com.